This is an AMI podcast.
Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. We made our way out to the prairies and we got a hold of community reporter Derek Lackey. Hey, good morning, Derek. How are you, sir?
Not bad. How's it going, Dave?
Not too shabby. Derek, I'm excited because it's a holiday season, and one of my favorite parts of the holiday season is indeed the light shows and some of the festivities. So, Winter Wonderland at Red River Park. Derek, give me the primer on this event.
So, this is a fantastic event. I've seen this event before I lost my eyesight, and it's absolutely wonderful, and it's a really great time to get out with the family and enjoy, you know, what it is about the season that makes everyone happy, the lights, the festivities, the happiness of it. So, it takes place out at our Red River Exhibition Park. It's over a 2-kilometer stretch drive-through area where they've lit up several different sections, approximately 26 of them, with over 1.5 million lights.
Oh, wow.
And they've really lit it up for the season. There's music. There's individuals walking around, some in costumes. You know, there's some great opportunities if the weather is really nice for some photo ops, as well as some food trucks, getting those mini donuts and hot chocolate, and always a necessity when out enjoying some of our winter weather. And, you know, you get to drive through and you get to see all the different displays put together, and the kids really enjoy it, you know, watching all these different lights that do have some functionality to them. So it'll look like a reindeer jumping across the road with Santa's sleigh and the lights all move with it. It's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, if you're one of the first 100 cars on a Wednesday night to come and get them to go through, you know, you get a nice pair of holographic glasses that really kind of put a little extra sparkle around all of the lights that you observe for the kids. So it's a fantastic opportunity to get out there and enjoy, you know, these different displays that we put on and enjoy the weather.
Derek, I'm a total child, and there was a place in Ottawa that does something similar to this every year, and my friend Tara used to come pick me up, and I'd sit in the passenger seat, and we would both just totally get in touch with our inner holiday child, and I'd drive through and listen to Christmas music. It's a whole bunch of fun. Speaking of fun, it's not just one light show available for folks. One of the places you talk about a lot in your segment is the Assiniboine Park. Well, they have some zoo lights set up this year. What did they have planned from December 1st to January the 8th?
So at the zoo lights, it's kind of the same idea, but instead of being like Canada's the Wonderland lights, you know, and sitting inside your vehicle and driving through Red River Exhibition Park, the zoo lights is actually a walkthrough, so you can get out and walk around. It's very similar to Boo at the Zoo. You know, you get to go around and walk through. Again, it's another 2-kilometer track that they have, and they have over 1.5 million lights as well that they put up with different displays, and they have people dressed in costumes enjoying the weather and making it a little bit fun for the kids. You know, there's a wonderful new heated inflatable dome tent that they've purchased where they're going to have some live entertainment. There's different shows on throughout the 31 days that this event will be running, so you can enjoy some live entertainment, some good eats. So always, like usual, we'll probably have some La Poutine there, you know, and you know, hot chocolate and mini donuts as well as a few other enjoyable beverages, whether they're for the adults or for the children. You know, and there's lots to come out and see, and for the kids to walk around and enjoy and experience, you know, the beauty about being outside, and that not everything has to be about being inside and in front of a TV or a video game for these kids, that you can always enjoy no matter what the weather is, what the season has to hold for us.
Derek, you mentioned mini donuts twice there. I'm curious, is that kind of a Winnipeg thing this time of year? Are mini donuts a particular holiday tradition on the prairies?
You know what? Mini donuts are kind of a thing all year round around here. You know, at the Forks, we have a mini donut shop that will sell mini donuts, hot, fresh, and ready right there You can actually watch the machine work as they make them, and they mix them up for you. But mini donuts is a big thing here. We have it at Festival de Voyageurs. A lot of our outdoor festivals will have mini donut carts, as well as beaver tails and ice creams and bison burgers and all the good things that you want to be out eating. So, you know, a nice thing at the festival, they do different flavors like strawberry and chocolate and vanilla and plain and all kinds of flavors. Dave, it's a fat man's paradise.
Derek,
what can I say?
Anybody who's given me a hug would know that about 315 of my 320 pounds is mostly mini donuts. So I'm a fan as well year round. And next time I'm out there in Winnipeg, I'm going to have to find that place in the Forks. Derek, we got to get out of here, my friend, but all the best to you. I think this is the last time we're chatting in person before Christmas. So all the best to you and the family. I know you guys like to celebrate.
You too as well, Dave, and everyone there at AMI. Thank you very much.
Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV.
I'm Margaret Shepherd of the AMI podcast, Tripping On Air. Every month, my co-host Alex Hajar and I spill the tea on what it's really like to live with MS. Watch Tripping On Air on YouTube or download wherever you get your pods.